Kayo ay nakikinig ng mensahe mula sa ICS Church. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ics.church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/icschurch.
Boys, sa magandang araw sa bawat isa. Welcome muli sa ICS Church. Kami po ay nagagalak na makasama ang bawat isa sa inyo. Thank you, team, for leading us. Ilan lang po yun sa nakakasama natin. Of course, we also have our media team behind the cameras and behind the scenes that's helping us. Muli isang salamat, sa malaking pasasalamat sa bawat isa na patuloy na ginagamit ang kanilang mga gifts and talents and efforts to help us minister and to reach many today. Last week po, nagpasimula tayo sa series called Getting What You Asked For. Getting What You Asked For. We learned that we can actually receive from the Lord, no? Maaari tayo makatanggap sa Panginoon ng mga nais natin if we ask according to His will. This is something that we learned na sinaad ni Juan in 1 John chapter 5 verse 14. Sabi niya, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And we learn na sa ating pamamagitan ng ating paglapit sa Panginoon, pagdulog sa Kanya, we can ask according to His will. And when we ask according to His will, He actually hears us and He answers our prayers. He answers our prayers. Pero minsan, no, parang, how do I do that? How do we relate to the Lord? Kasi one thing that we learn, no, sa magitan ng mga relationships natin, the relationships that we have around us, yung pagkakilala natin sa mga tao na kapaligid sa atin determines kung paano natin sila i-approach, paano natin sila kakausapin. Di po ba? If you know somebody really well, pwede mong kwento yung mga kaganapan sa buhay mo, the things that nobody else knows, pero this one person would know. For me, yung tao na yun, yung asawa ko. You know, my wife is the one who knows probably more than anybody else about me. At that's because of the closeness of our relationship, the intimacy of our relationship, the trust, di ba, na na-develop over time, pagkakilala natin sa isa't isa. Yung level ng trust na meron ako sa asawa ko ay walang ganong klaseng trust or pagtitiwala with everybody else. Hindi ako pwede lumabas na lang ng bahay, no, pumunta sa favorite fast food, tapos yung sa counter, bigla na lang ikikwento ko yung buhay ko sa kanya. Unang-una, titingnan ako nung tao na yun, iisipin niya parang may topak yata ito. Diba? Usually, pumupunta yung mga tao doon sa tindahan para bumili ng burger, bumili ng pagkain, pero ito kakaiba. Nung siya na, bigla na lang nagkwento ng buhay niya. That's not normal, di ba? Kung gagawin natin yung medyo kakaiba yon. Why? Because the level of trust isn't there. So, hindi natin pwede basta-basta na lang kausapin, sabihin, kwentuhan, kung ano yung mga nasa loobin, kasa loobin natin, di ba? About certain things. And really, the distance or yung proximity, kung tawagin, between us and the people surrounding us, no, yung closeness, yung nearness natin, determines kung paano natin sila i-approach, paano natin sila kakausapin, paano tayo makikitungo sa kanila. Because that level, that distance, determines that. And in many ways, no, pagdating po sa larawan ng ating pakikitungo sa Panginoong Diyos, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. Ito po siguro yung dahilan kung bakit ilan sa atin hindi alam paano ba natin ilalapit sa Panginoon yung ating mga pangailangan. You know, what words do I say? Ano yung postura na dapat gagawin ko? Meron bang paraan? Meron bang tamang lugar? Do I need to go somewhere? Do I need to say particular words? Meron bang words na hindi dapat gagamitin? Ano ba? No? And for some of us, hindi natin alam dahil nga it's possible na yung intimacy, yung closest natin sa Diyos ay ganun na lang. It's something that we look at based dun sa narinig natin sa pananaw natin, pero tayo mismo wala pang ginagawang hakbang para talagang kilalanin siya ng lubos. No? Si Jesus, nung narito po sa mundo, may sinabi siya patungkol sa paglapit sa Diyos Ama. And in Matthew 7, verses 7 to 11, meron siyang sinabi dito. He was preaching one of his longest sermons on one of these days. He was called the Sermon on the Mount. At marami siyang mga tinuro on that day. And one of the things na tinuro niya, sinabi niya dito, patungkol sa pananalangin. In verse 7, si Matthew, a government worker, a follower of Jesus, heard him, saw him, and wrote it down. At sabi niya dito, ask and it will be given to you. Si Jesus, nagsasalita. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be open. Napakaganda, di ba? Parang sinasabi ng Panginoon Jesus, hey, pag lumapit tayo sa Diyos Ama, pag lumapit tayo sa Panginoon, ganito ang ating dapat gawin. Humingi lang tayo. Sabihin lang natin kung ano yung nasa loobin natin, kung ano yung pangailangan natin, and He will answer us. Kumatok lang tayo, mag-persevere tayo, no? sa pagsik sa Kanya, pagsisiyasat sa Kanya, and He will open the door. We will actually be welcome. No? Kasi pag binuksan yung pintuan, ibig sabihin, welcome ka dito, di ba? Pagkatok ka lang ng katok, minsan, may tao po ba? May tao po ba? And after a while, walang bubukas ng pinto o walang sasakod sa kabila ng pinto, you leave. And here Jesus is saying, no, if you ask, God will actually respond. If you knock and you keep on knocking, perseverance, the Lord will open the door. He will welcome your seeking Him and He will actually respond to you. Pero what's interesting is what He talks about next. So verse 9, sabi niya, which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask Him? So, he illustrated yung relationship ng mga tao na nakikinig sa kanya. If you ask, if you knock, of course, He's gonna answer you. Of course, He will open the door. Bakit? Because, sabi niya nga dito, He is a good father. Kung tayo nga, pinakamasamang ama sa atin di ba? Pag nagutom yung anak natin, sabihin nila, Tay, gutom ako, Tay. Di ba? Hindi natin sila bibigyan ng bato. O yan, kainin mo. Kung piloso pong tatay ka siguro, baka yun. Pero, a good father, a loving father, anong gagawin yan? Hahanap yan. Di ba? Gigising yan ng alas 5 ng umaga, pupunta doon sa panideria, bibili siya ng pandesal. Ayan, kumain ka. Diba? Because he's hungry. You're gonna feed him. And Jesus was saying, yung pinaka malupit, even the worst fathers, no, dahil nakikita na yung need ng kanilang anak, sanggol, they would actually find a way even to provide or to meet that need. How much more your Father in heaven, who is actually a good father. He's a good father. And so he's saying, eto yun, no? Ganito dapat ang ating relasyon sa Kanya. But what prevents us from approaching our Father patungo sa bagay na yun? What holds us back sa paglapit sa Panginoon when it comes to the things that we need? And siguro, no, kung titingnan natin muli salita ng Panginoon, there are some things na posibleng humahadlang sa atin. And we can find out a bit more in a chapter earlier, in Matthew chapter 6. Dito actually, this is where Jesus begins to talk about these things. Kasi yung pagkakaunawa natin sa Panginoon, no, our knowledge of an intimacy with God defines our relationship with Him. Yung pagkakilala natin sa Diyos Ama at kung gaano ka-intimate, kung gaano kalapit ang ating puso sa loobin sa Kanya, yun actually ang nagtuturo, pinapakita kung paano dapat tayong makitungo sa Kanya. Proximity affects familiarity, which affects intimacy. Ano ba ibig sabihin nun? Kagaya nito, bakit sinasabi ni Jesus to doon sa mga nakikinig sa kanya? Because they didn't know how to do that. Posibleng because of the prevalent religious practices na meron noon, hindi nila alam na pwede pala, no? Pwede pala lumapit sa Diyos and to talk to Him like I would a father. The word na ginamit doon was Abba, which is an intimate expression, basically dad, diba? Tatay. Talk to Him as your father. Para sa karamihan, during this time, ang pagkakilala na sa Diyos ay hindi, dapat merong iba pang tao na tumayo on my behalf para ilapit, idulog sa Diyos yung mga pangangailangan ko. Ako mismo, hindi ako pwede lumapit sa Kanya. I need to go to the priest, I need to go to somebody else. At yung tao na yun, ang lalapit on my behalf. And so meron silang pananaw, pagkakilala sa Diyos that He's somebody from a distance. We cannot approach Him. Tayo mismo, hindi tayo pwede lumapit sa Kanya. And because of this, yung familiarity nga, nawala, hindi ganun kakilala. Which is interesting, kasi now Jesus was there. Who is the Son of God? Who is God Himself? At pinapakita sa kanila, no, it's, you can actually approach Him. Pero of course, many of them, hindi pa rin siya kinikilala bilang Diyos. Our closeness to God determines how we relate to Him. We said familiarity affects our intimacy. No? Yung pagkakilala natin, malalaman how close we can be to God. The more we know God, the more our relationship grows. Diba? Yung mga naging asawa natin, para sa mga mag-asawa, diba? The more we get to know this person. And mutual. Diba? Kung merong mutual trust, mutual respect, we reveal more of ourselves to them, they reveal more of themselves to us. Diba? Over time, lalo kang magiging close sa isa't isa. Lalo mong iibigin ng isa't isa. As you learn to accept, as you learn to forgive, as you learn to give grace and mercy dun sa mahal mo. And mangyayari lang yun if you take a step towards their direction. Kung hindi ko po lalapitan yung naging asawa ko, hindi ko siya magiging asawa, di ba? If I only look at her from a distance, I still remember the first time na nakita ko siya. It was right here, sa ICS Church. She came in, she was 14, I was 17, and nakita ko siya. Pero kung sasabihin ko lang, ay, ang ganda naman itong babae na to, tapos hanggang doon na lang, edi panaginip na lang yun, di ba? Siguro, right now, I would still just be dreaming about it, and it's possible na iba yung asawa niya, di ba? Iba yung asawa ko. Pero I took a step. I decided na nung nakita ko, sandali, I don't want this just to be, oy, ang ganda niya. I want to get to know her. So I needed to take a step towards her direction to sit down, to introduce myself, to have a conversation, and the rest is history. Ika nga, diba? Some of us have difficulties in relating to God as Father because we have not taken a step in His direction. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 1, sabi ni Jesus dito, doon sa mga nakikinig, again, it's the same sermon. He said, be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. Jesus, here in the sermon, begins to talk about some of the reasons kung bakit hindi nagiging maayos yung pakikitungo ng mga tao sa Diyos Ama. This is primarily a Jewish audience. At again, they know about the law that was given to Moses, no? Yung first five books of the Old Testament na tinatawag na the Pentateuch, no? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Alam nila yon kung paano dinidefine ang pakikitungo sa Diyos Ama. And there were all kinds of religious practices na ginagawa nila. Pero at some point, it became more of a performance. And here in this sermon, in chapter 6 of Matthew, he talks about three areas na it seem ginagawa lang mga tao to display their righteousness. Para pakita sa mga tao, tinan mo, ang galing ko, di ba? Napaka-religious ko, di ba? Look how religious I am. He talks about giving, he talks about prayer, and he talks about fasting. No? Fasting. And these three things, Jesus said, Why are you guys doing this in public for everybody else to see? Yung iba sa kanila, they were so proud of that. Those activities na ginagawa nila, not in secret, not because they want to honor God, hindi dahil gusto nilang talagang kausapin ng Diyos, lapitan ng Diyos, kilalanin ng Diyos, sumunod sa Diyos. Ginagawa nila yung mga bagay niyon, giving publicly, they would announce it. Praying publicly, they would let people hear them pray. Personal prayers. And fasting. Pag nagfa-fast sila, talagang lalabas sila ng bahay nila, papakita nila, nagfa-fast ako. Parang hirap na hirap pa. No? And they were proud of that kasi nasa isip nila, it's really not about God. It's about what everybody else will say about me. Kasi pag nakita nila, uy, napaka-religious mo naman, napaka-husay mo naman, tao mo. And this was a hindrance. God was saying, eto mga ginagawa nyo, oh, that's your reward. You're actually not doing it for me. And this is something that we need to be careful of today. Kasi kahit ngayon, yan ang mga challenges na minsan meron tayo. Di ba? Kung hindi natin talaga ipe-pursue ang Panginoon, we might end up doing activities just for the sake of doing activities. Tiniisip natin, at some point, darating tayo dun sa activity na yun na I'm just gonna do this kasi it's always been done. Diba? Magsisimba ko kasi yun namang ginagawa mula nung bata ako eh. Pero we don't do it because we love God. Kasi yun na lang eh. Tradisyon na lang. Parte na ng kultura. Diba? Mananalangin ako kasi yun ang kinagisnan ko eh. Diba? Dapat manalangin ka sa umaga, sa tanghali, sa gabi. Pero wala talagang pagiging sincere or honest. And Jesus was saying, this is not what I want. He goes on in Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 to 6. Sabi niya, when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites. Ayun na yun. Hypocrites. Don't be like the pretenders. Sabi niya nga, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues, on the street corners, to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received the reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. So unang-una po, unang-una sa lahat, for us to be able to approach God and to have that right relationship with Him, we need to get real, don't pretend. Dapat maging makatotohanan tayo sa Kanya and not to be pretentious. Ito yung sinasabi niya, Jesus is saying, some of you are just going through this activity. No? Napakadaling gumawa ng posturang pananalangin. Di ba? Maturo yan eh. Pikit mo yung mga pata mo, put your hands together, close your eyes. Pero nananalangin ka ba talaga? Napakadaling ibigkas or kumanta ng kantayang nakikita natin sa screen natin and to go along with the song. Pero are we really worshiping God? Or para lang, oy, tinan mo, ang galing ko kumanta. Pakinggan nyo naman ako, yung katabi ko, yung mga nandyan, pakinggan nyo naman ako. Kasi ang galing. Is it really worship and praise that we're lifting up to the Lord? We have to think about this. Kasi yun nga eh, there's nothing wrong with religious activities or spiritual activities. Pero kung yung mga spiritual activities na yun ay ginagawa lang natin para, oy, para ikap, tinan mo, ang galing ko. Ang galing ko magsalita, maghimay ng salita ng Panginoon. Tinan mo kung gaano kahusay ako. Magturo pa tungkol sa doktrina ng Diyos. Pero meron ka bang relasyon? Jesus saying, here, some of you guys are doing this. You're praying, you're giving, you're fasting. Pero it's not for me. Para masabi ng ibang tao, you're doing it for them. You're doing it to bring attention to yourself and not to relate to me. So Jesus says, get real, don't pretend, get real. Don't pretend, don't be like hypocrites, di ba? Hypocrites. Yung picture ng hypocrites siguro in their time, parang mga actors, di ba? Kasi usong-uso yung ano nun, plays. They had theaters. And in these places, people would pretend. That's what actors did. They pretend to be somebody else. Pero minsan, nakakalimutan na off the stage, you're you. Baka nakakalimutan natin na merong paglikha sa atin ng Panginoon. He created us specifically for this purpose. At nagpatuloy siya. Sabi yan, when you pray, verse 7, do not keep on babbling like pagans. Ano ba yung pagbabable? Parang salita ka lang ng salita, salita ka lang ng salita, pero hindi mo na iniisip yung sinasabi mo. May kilala ba kayong ganun? Salita ng salita, sandali. And dami mo na sinasabi. And you're just babbling. For they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. The pagans or yung mga ibang religious, non-Jesus, non-God, Jehovah followers, meron din silang mga temples, kagaya ng mga Jews. Meron din silang mga sacrifices na ginagawa. Meron silang mga religious rituals na ginagawa. And part of that is reciting, memorizing, and repeating certain words over and over and over and over again. Kasi iniisip nila, if I say this enough, if I pray this enough, to my God with a small g, di ba? To Zeus, to Diana, to Artemis, kung sasabihin ko to na paulit-ulit, siguro makikita niya, mapapansin niya na ako, maawa na siya sa akin. And it's really more based on what I can do. Diba? Kung huhusayan ko lang, kung gagalingan ko lang, baka pansinin ako ng Diyos ko to. Diyos ko na to. And He may grant my request. So, in the non-Jewish world, ang harsh ng mga gods nila. Kasi yung gods nila, inahalin tulad sa mga tao, di ba? The mythological gods of Zeus, of, you know, all these other Roman gods and Greek gods, they had personalities like humans. So, minsan masaya, minsan hindi, depende sa mood. Kaya, you better, di ba? You better be good, you better be nice. Kasi lagot ka pag hindi. And even if your best intentions are not given, posibleng hindi ka pa rin pansinin. And so they would babble, they would offer these mantras, ika nga, na prayers, na paulit-ulit. And here Jesus says, alam mo ba, again, He uses the word, Father. Your Father already knows what you need even before you ask. Bago ko pa lumapit sa Kanya, yung Ama mo, yung Diyos Ama, alam niya na. Bakit? Because He's a loving Father, di ba? I only started to, siguro, get to understand and get a glimpse kung paano ang Ama magmahal when I had my own child. Because as your child, over time, grows, you learn their personality. You learn what they are like. And you learn what they like. Na kahit minsan, hindi pa nila sasabihin, alam mo na. Di po ba? Di ba? Sa mga magulang na minsan, di ba, mag-grocery tayo. Pag uwi natin, o habang nandun tayo, kahit di sa atin sabihin, meron tayong maaalala ng mga produkto na bibilin. So we buy that even though it's not asked of us. Tapos pagdating natin sa bahay, di ba, when we start putting away the groceries, tapos makikita nila, oy, ito para sa'yo. Ay, tuwang-tuwa. Bakit? Kasi alam mo, this is something that they like. It's something that they like. So even before they ask for it, meron ka ng response. Meron ka ng handang ibigay sa kanila. Why? Because you know them. Jesus says, your Heavenly Father already knows you. He knows you. Even before you come to Him. This is important. We need to know that God already knows. We need to know that God already knows na yung mga pangailangan natin that we have, that we need. This is the reason why we get confident na paglapit sa Kanya. This is the reason why I know that my children are confident when they come to me and they ask kasi alam nila that I already know what their needs are. And a lot of times, di ba, pagdating mo, pag grocery, tatanong ka agad yan, meron ka bang biniling ganito kahit hindi nila binanggit? And you pull it out and say, oo, ito. And they're filled with joy because you already know. We already know. Even before we ask. God is like this with us. Jesus is saying this is how He is like. Pero bakit ba ganun pa rin ang pag-approach natin sa Kanya? Why do we feel we have to pretend? Why do we feel na dapat kaawa-awa na hindi ako pinapansin ng Diyos if I don't do the right things, if I don't hop? It's possible because of the experience that we have with our own earthly fathers. Sabi, posibleng isang dahilan yun eh. Because if God is a loving Father, pero wala tayong nakitang ganong example sa buhay natin, it's possible. Isa yung dahilan kung bakit hindi natin siya makilala. Another reason is, hindi natin inisip, why are we doing these religious activities? Why are we doing the spiritual acts? Siguro yan ang isa sa mga challenges para dun sa mga generations, yung mga anak na isinilang, na Kristiyano, isinilang sa church. We grow up in church and diba, we just go through the activities without really knowing why. Pero we need to ask ourselves, bakit nga ba? Why do I need to memorize scripture? Why do I need to pray? Do I really have to close my eyes? Why do I need to come and meet together and not give up the habit of meeting in person and worshiping God together, fellowshipping with believers? Bakit? If we never ask and try to discover that for ourselves, posibleng maging kagaya tayo ng mga ibang Jews na sinasabi ni Jesus na ginagawa mo na lang yan para lang ipakita sa mga tao, o Linggo ngayon. So, because it's Sunday, I'm gonna be good. Because it's Sunday, I'm gonna be best, di ba? Because it's Sunday, I'm gonna be kind. Pero pagdating ng Lunes, ano yun, biglang tutubuan ng ano? Di ba? Hahaba ang bunto, tapos lalabas yung mga sungay. Ganun ba yun? From Monday to Saturday, biglang iba na lang. Bakit? Kasi hindi Linggo eh. Hindi Linggo. Linggo lang dapat ganun. Dapat good tayo pag Linggo. Because it's only on Sundays that is important. And we forget, sandali. Eh, yung relationship ba natin sa Diyos, Linggo lang? Hanggang dun lang ba yun? Is it limited to that activity? Is it limited to an hour and a half? Or hindi, Pastor Chad, Monday to Friday, may prayer stream tayo. Is it limited to 40 minutes? Yun na ba yun? Hanggang dun lang yung pagiging kind, gentle, loving, forgiving, gracious, hanggang dun lang ba yun? Jesus, apparently, you know, if we're not careful, kung di natin iisipin, why do I pray? Why do I have to make an effort to allow the fruits of the Spirit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control na mag-manifest sa buhay ko sa araw-araw? It's because, sandali, it's not just a one activity thing that we do. Ay, sandali, hindi pala para ipakita to sa ibang tao. Sandali, ginagawa ko pala to because of God, because He is my loving Heavenly Father. We don't need to perform for Him. He's not like the other gods. Yun ang kagandahan sa Diyos natin. Jesus trying to teach His listeners, no, your Heavenly Father loves you. In fact, He loves you so much that He sent His Son. That's me. And the reason why I'm here is so that you would know that, para maunawaan at malaman natin yung mga bagay na yon. If we have a harsh father, that's hard to understand. If we have an unloving earthly father, mahirap maunawaan yon. Kung we have an absent father, di ba? No? If we have a father that's hard to please, na bago ibigay sa'yo, kung ano-ano pa yung papagawa sa'yo before He actually gives to you your reward. Di ba? And somehow, minsan nadadala natin yun in our relationship with our Heavenly Father. Na siguro ganun si God. Ganun siguro si God. I mean, He's called as a Father here. Maybe He's like that. Maybe He's like that. Like my earthly Father. Na bago niya ibigay yung gusto ko, kung ano-ano pa yung kailangan kong gawin. At pag nagawa ko ng lahat, minsan, hindi pa rin niya ibibigay. Di ba ganun? May mga fathers na very cruel. Na lahat na ginawa, tapos hindi ko pa rin bibigay. Parang, why? Why? Ngayon sinabi ni Paul, di ba? Fathers, do not exasperate, nga daw eh. Don't exasperate your children. Bakit? They were probably doing it. And when we do that, we do not reflect the heart of our Heavenly Father. Thank God that for Him, we don't have to perform to get His attention. He actually loved us while we were yet sinners. Sabi niyo yun eh. Wala pa tayong ginawang kahit anong mabuti, minahal na niya tayo. Jesus says, this then is how you should approach your Father. This then is how you should pray. In verse 9, he says, "Our Father." That's how he begins. Alam mo how you're supposed to approach God? It's not through somebody else. It's not through, memorize mo muna to bago ka pakinggan ng Diyos. Or gawin muna to mga bagay na ito. 1 to 100. Pag nagawa mo na yan, na-perfect mo na yan, doon ka lang pakikinggan. Doon ka palang iko-consider ng Diyos. No. From the very beginning, Jesus says, when you talk to God, wala nga siyang sinasabing magdala ka ng ganitong klaseng offering, kubuha ka ng ganitong, very different from that prevalent culture. Kasi yung kultura nila, so nila, for God to hear me, dapat meron akong dalang sacrifice. But later on, they would understand, sandali, Jesus actually becomes that perfect sacrifice. Instead, all Jesus says is, when you go to Him, just say, "Our Father," Abba, Dad, Father, who's in heaven. And He begins to illustrate how we're supposed to relate to Him. And He says, you can talk to Him in humility, you can relate to Him in reverence, in honor, you can relate to Him, just like what He says, you know, recognizing that His will is perfect, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You can talk to Him about your needs. Give us this day our daily bread. It's okay. You should tell God what your needs are. It's okay to tell Him your needs. But at the same time, you need to know that this is a spiritual relationship. Forgive us our debts, our sins, our shortcomings. We need to ask God to forgive us. It's okay to come to Him and say, "Will you forgive me?" It's okay to ask Him to help you spiritually. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. We should come to Him. It's basically saying, it's okay to come to God. With your concerns, it's okay to come to God with all that you are. Hindi mo na kailangan mag-pretend. Hindi mo kailangan na gumawa pa ng kung ano-ano mga bagay para ka lang pakinggan at dinggin ng Diyos Ama. Why? Because He is a good Father. He's a good Father. And because He's a good Father, you can just be real. You don't need to pretend. You don't need to pretend. Just like the other pagans or non-Jehovah followers, non-God followers. And when you come to Him, you need to remember that He already knows, right? You need to know that He already knows what you need. And finally, He says, you just need to ask. You just need to ask. The prayers that are never prayed will never be answered. Prayers that we never pray will never be answered. Di ba parang, minsan itataka tayo, bakit ganon? Bakit di alam? Di ba alam? But have we ever asked? What is the value of asking? If God already knows everything, bakit pa ako lalapit sa Kanya? Because it's a relationship that He wants with us. It's a relationship. When we ask, what do? We express faith. Asking, approaching Him requires that we actually believe that our Heavenly Father, God the Father, loves us, cares for us. Na may malasakit siya sa atin. When we come to Him, we express confidence. We're actually saying, "Yes, Lord, I'm confident in You." One of the things that I love, you know, when my kids were smaller, is when I would pick them up. You know, you drop them off in school in the morning. They're there for a few hours, preschool, grade 1, grade 2. When you come, you pick them up. Di ba, malayo ka pa lang, nasa gate ka pa lang. Pag nakita ka, nasilayang ka, mata, ano gagawin? Sisigaw, "Dad! Daddy!" And they would run towards you, and they would come and hug you, lit-lit nila, dyan sila, and pick them up, and you would be so joyful. Bakit? Kasi they were just happy to be there. Hindi nila kailangan magtanong pa, "Dad, sandali, nakikita kita, pero before I go to you, can I have permission to run to you and to shout your name and to give you a hug?" They don't need that. Why? Because I love them. They have confidence to come and to run and to jump into my arms and to tell me what their day was like and for them to say, "Can you buy me this?" Kasi nagutom ako. And this need and that need. And it is my joy to respond to that. God wants us to relate to Him in confidence. God wants us to relate to Him in faith. Yes, also in humility, in honor, with reverence. Why? Because that's the relationship na gusto niya para sa atin. God loves us so much that He didn't allow sin, no, to separate us. He didn't allow the fallenness of man, your creation, to separate us. In fact, He sent His Son in the flesh to show how much He loves us. He didn't want to be related to from a distance. He wanted us to relate to Him up close and personal. To be able to sit with Him and converse with Him. Umupo, kasama siya, makipag-usap sa Kanya, sabihin sa Kanya kung ano nangyari sa araw natin, sabihin sa Kanya yung mga katagumpayan natin, i-celebrate, purihin siya. At the same time, sabihin sa Kanya yung mga suliranin natin. Pero kung ang relasyon natin sa Panginoon is from a distance, hindi natin siya kilala, kagaya ng pag-introduce ng Panginoong Jesus sa atin, it will always be like that. Magiging transactional na lang siya. Alam mo yun? Transactional na lang ang relationship natin. Kumbaga, kung meron tayong kailangan, dun lang tayo lalapit sa Kanya. And is that really knowing God? No? Pag may kailangan ka na pera, siya ka lang pupunta sa banko, may withdraw. Pero other times, they have a relationship with the bank teller. Wala, di ba? Unless naasawa mo yung bank teller. Pero kung Mary was, wala. Pag may sakit ka, you go to the doctor, get checked. Pero kung wala kang sakit, wala, di ba? Wala tayong personal relationship. It's transactional. It's only when we need. Pero God desires a relationship that's not just transactional. Posibleng nagsimula siya doon when we recognize na makasalanan tayo and that He's the Savior. We came to Him, we asked for forgiveness, He saved us, He lives in our life. Pero sana po hindi manatiling hanggang dun lang. Because God wants an everyday relationship with us. When we talk to Him, when we relate to Him, He doesn't want us to pretend. He wants us to be real. And we don't have to jump hoops. Hindi natin kailangan gumawa pa ng kung ano-ano para pakinggan niya lang tayo. He already knows what we need. And He just wants us to ask. He wants us to relate, to converse with Him, and to have Him in our life. Bakit? Because that is what a relationship with a father is like. Meron tayong ama, meron tayong tatay, no, na nagmamahal sa atin. A loving father is always happy and excited to see their children, bata, matanda, to come into His presence. Kahit nawala ka ng matagal, pag umuwi ka sa bahay, a loving heavenly father will always open the door for you. And the beautiful illustration we have, no, yung storya ng prodigal son, even from a distance, feeling natin minsan na hindi tayo karapat-dapat, wala tayong mabuting nagawa, but when the Father sees us approaching Him, when we enter into His atmosphere, He sees us from a distance, you know what the Father does? He runs towards us. This is how good our Heavenly Father is, kapatid. He loves us so much that He's saying, I don't want a Sunday-only relationship with you, anak. I want an everyday relationship with you. I want to be with you when you wake up in the morning. I want to be with you when you're having a good time. I want to celebrate that with you. At pag dumaan ka sa kahirapan, anak, gusto kong madama mo na nandun ako. Isama mo ako doon. Huwag mo akong kalimutan. Don't leave me at church on Sundays. Don't leave me. No, in that Bible that you read occasionally, isama mo ko. Because whether we like it or not, God is with us. He pursues us. He accompanies us. Because He's a loving, good, Heavenly Father. And we can always go to Him. He will always answer us. He may be yes, maybe no, maybe wait, Not now, but He will always be present. He is always there. And yung kapatid, with everything that's happening to you, around the world, would you remember, would you know right now that God is with you? And when the stream ends, kapatid, kasama mo pa rin siya. Nandiyan pa rin siya sa bahay mo, sa kwarto mo, sa ospital. Bukas, some of you who may need to go to work, kasama mo ang Diyos. Those of you who are commuting and you're afraid, nako, sandali, baka mahawa ako. God is with you. God is with you. You can have confidence in Him. You can tell Him your cares, your concerns. Pero huwag ka tumigil doon. Pati yung mga victories mo, pati yung mga katagumpayan natin, sabihin natin sa Kanya. God longs that fellowship with us. That's why He sent His Spirit. Even if Jesus physically is no longer here, God's Spirit is in each one of us. Lumapit tayo sa Panginoon muli.
Nawa kayo ay napagpala ng mensaheng ito. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ics.church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/ICS Church.